The Bridgeport Police Department arrested a 28-year-old city man for violently sexually assaulting a teenage female student on her way to school. This just happened yesterday. And I thought it was a really good opportunity for us to take this story. First of all, I hope that this girl is okay and that her family is okay. Just an awful situation, obviously. But whenever you hear these stories, instead of just having something to talk about around the water cooler at work or in the car or with your friends on the phone, I'd rather take these situations and say, what do we do with them? How do we better equip our families, especially our kids, if they are walking alone to and from school or they are in public doing whatever they do, making sure that they are equipped to handle what could be a very scary situation like this one in Bridgeport. Joining us to talk about this is Gary McNamara, who's the former chief of police in Fairfield. He currently runs the security and government affairs over at Sacred Heart University. He also is a law enforcement expert on our show and a contributor to many news outlets across the state. Gary McNamara, welcome back. And look, this is not a conversation you and I have not had before. You and I have talked about stranger danger I don't know how many times, but this situation in particular, kids walking to school and being approached by a stranger, how common would you say that is?
Well, I don't think it's very common. And just to back up a little bit, some of the conversations we really focused on are that those people that are strangers or supposedly strangers, this really is a little bit more of a dynamic conversation because it's an attack. It's a student that is attacked. And there is a difference between those concepts of grooming and be concerned about our kids being comfortable with people that they think they might know. This is, from what I understand, just a person walking in the street, a student walking the street that's attacked. So that's a little bit more of a dynamic conversation that we need to have about how do we prepare our kids for that type of situation.
So what would you say? And so you're right, Gary. You and I have talked about, for example, I think the generic thing that you'll say is, you know, when you go to the grocery store and the man behind the deli counter or the teacher that is, you know, helping at recess, whatever. I mean, again, we're not talking about a specific person, but when you say familiar, sometimes it could even be family friends or family, you know, relatives who have been in this situation. But what we're talking about today is, as you mentioned, just a total stranger and ending up on the radar of somebody potentially dangerous. So in this regard, it is a little bit different, obviously, than when you are familiar with somebody and something weird happens. This is a girl just walking to school. So what do you do with a story like this? What do you suggest people do when they hear something like this?
Well, I think, first of all, they have to have those conversations with their kids. And I mean, I know it's a fine line because you want to bring awareness without fear. And I think the most important gap between that is empowerment. We want to have discussions, and we've talked about this concept before as it relates to school violence. We want to start having discussions where we start to empower our kids to say that they are in charge of their space and be aware of the fact that there are those people that may be out to hurt us, and we want to avoid those people. And again, I know it's a fine line because we don't want to have kids be scared walking to school. We really want to empower them. And there's things we can do. We can say, listen, you know, obviously those common things that we talk about, walk with others to school, but at the same time, walk with your kids. Walk at a time when there's nothing going on so you can say this is where you should be walking. These are the dangers potentially along the way that you want to avoid, and obviously avoid anybody that comes near you or begins to come near you. But that conversation about trusting your instincts, if you're starting to be a little concerned about somebody coming near you, cross the street. Have a plan in mind ahead of time for how you're going to react to it. I'm not saying it's easy, but you really have to start having those conversations.
So again, we have Gary McNamara here, and we're talking about this situation in Bridgeport. Again, a 28-year-old city man arrested by police for violently sexually assaulting a teenage female student on her way to school. Now, there was a situation, Gary, and forgive me, I don't remember the town. I should have looked it up. But there was a town in Connecticut, I want to say about a year ago. Do you remember the girl who was walking home from school or off the bus, and somebody was calling at her or following her, and she ran into a Dunkin' Donuts? Remember that story?
I do. We talked about it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's, you know, part of this conversation, which is, you know, the importance of also knowing surroundings. And again, I don't want to, you know, say I don't know this exact area. I can't speak to obviously that this is just, again, as you mentioned, this is a total attack. So I don't want in any way, shape or form for people to be thinking, well, the victim could have done more. This was awful. The hard stop. That's the end of that. But as far as in general, you know, that other case that I was just talking about with the Dunkin' Donuts, the importance of, you know, also equipping your kids with knowing their surroundings. For example, you and I have talked about the importance of never walking with two earbuds in, maybe one, knowing that you're walking in a very public space that's well lit, or that there are a lot of people in a parking lot, lots of cars around, right? I mean, also talking about just prepping the routes, I would think, or you know, kind of going through those motions with your kids. You know, it's certainly important to talk about it. But if at any point your kids are going to be walking alone or even with a friend, but they are a target just because they're young, they're beautiful, they're innocent, they're naive, whatever it may be, how important is it that we also talk about knowing your surroundings and knowing, you know, backup plans if you are approached?
Well, that's so important. And, you know, the human mind is very powerful, but it also becomes very comfortable. And so you drive to work every day a certain way. So when you're in an area that's familiar to you, you kind of get in this autopilot mode. People just drive to work. They go the same exit. They get on the highway. They drive these back roads. They stop at this stop sign. It's helpful for us. So we're not always hypervigilant. The problem with that is we become very comfortable in that. And we know that because if you go to an area that you're not familiar with, whether you don't know which turns to take or you're concerned about something in front of you, you're going to pay more attention to it. So we have to get our kids out of the autopilot mode. We don't want them to be so hypervigilant, but we want to make sure that they walk with purpose and that they're existing with a purpose and they're empowered with their surroundings to pay attention to their surroundings, even if it's something that's familiar to them. Because walking to school, these students do it every day. Mm-hmm. So they're very comfortable with it. So and nothing has happened. So they're not necessarily concerned. We want to make sure that they are always, you know, vigilant to the point where they say, I'm concerned about this, or what would I do if that happened? We talked about that. Have those conversations ahead of time. But we've become very comfortable in the routes we take, and that familiarity sometimes can lead us into this sense of being very comfortable and not necessarily being aware that those surroundings may have changed because an individual or something's occurred.
Yeah, that's really true. We're chatting with Gary McNamara, who's one of our law enforcement experts on the show, and this awful situation out of Bridgeport. And Bridgeport police have arrested somebody who they say violently sexually assaulted a young girl who was walking to school. This was yesterday. And no update on the woman. I am hoping she's okay. Don't have an age or anything like that. But, you know, Gary, a lot of the times we want our kids to have independence, right? I mean, we don't want them to just, you know, always feel like they've got helicopter parents. I mean, that's the goal, certainly. And we want them to have street smarts and all of that. But does that play a role at all? You know, I've talked to other parents, especially of my generation. And one of the things that we certainly are concerned with, you know, and I speak for myself certainly here because I don't mind throwing myself under the bus here, is that we overprotect our kids too much. We don't give them enough independence, or we are holding them back from, you know, having the street smarts that, you know, certainly my brother and I had growing up. I mean, I can remember being 8 years old and being able to scooter over a mile away to go to the grocery store with my brother, who was only 10 at the time. It's a different time, obviously, than the 90s. But do you think that we are doing a good enough job? And again, not talking about the victim in this case and their family. Please don't make this like into a big thing. Listeners who are like, oh, you're blaming. I'm not blaming. I'm asking generally, though. Do you think that this generation of parents, that we do a good enough job of really also kind of hardening our kids, or at least giving them more of those street skills that they should have?
Yeah, it's, you know, there's no roadmap, so it's hard to, you know, we're all kind of concerned, and you hear these stories that when this happens, parents get very concerned, and then that leads them sometimes to become even more engaged and involved. I think each kid is different, and I think each parent's different, but I do think that you need to have these discussions to empower them. And I'm going to point you to a really good book that I'm just starting to read, Melissa. It's called The Unthinkable. And it's so important.
Okay.
The Unthinkable by Amanda Ripley. I'm taking a class on something, and it came up in the conversation, and I'm just started reading it. And what it starts to talk about is the way in which our mind, all of our minds react to a crisis. And that may start to help us have those discussions to understand how we react to things and maybe open up some conversations that you can have with your kids that doesn't talk about the incident, just starts to understand how we all think when we're confronted by something. And
that's
again,
interesting.
It talks about the mind, how the mind denies, because there's a normalcy to life and we want to make things normal. And, you know, we sometimes deny that something might be occurring, and that denial wastes time. So I think, you know, we talk about parents and what they're concerned about to do. These conversations, these books type, this book may help us have better conversations once we understand what we're actually trying to prevent in the first place from happening and how our mind will react to certain things. Because I think the biggest thing is we become very comfortable. Social media technology has taken our eye off the ball of safety. And we've sometimes kind of don't really put safety, because it's not something that's at the forefront in our conversation.
Well, so you bring up a really good point there, Gary, and that's why I talk about, you know, when I ask the question, and again, I'm asking this as a parent of a young child who does not walk to school, doesn't even take the bus. I mean, I pick him up from school. He gets dropped off. I mean, so I ask this because I would love to make sure my kid is not a target, or if he is, that he is equipped with the tools that he needs. I'm very aware that I'm not going to be there for every little thing. I mean, that's just lunacy. I'm not going to be there. I'm not there 6 hours a day when he's in school. You know, so I get that, which is why I asked that question. But you bring up a great point, which is also, you know, social media and even us as adults. The thing that is always concerning to me are the people who cross the street and they're texting the whole time, or people who are walking through parking lots and you could see they are so knee deep in a conversation that they don't even see that they could be a target of somebody who is, you know, going to carjack them, whatever. I don't know. I'm just making something up. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think this is even something that we as adults are so sometimes distracted that forget even having the conversation with our kids. We have to probably, you know, check ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And Mike, you know, I'm still worried about my kids, you know, so that's not ever going to go away. The conversation has to be own your space for our kids. And there's nothing wrong. I don't believe there's anything wrong with doing that. Empowering our kids to be strong, to say, this is your area. Even when you're walking to and from school, this is your area. If you get concerned about it, I want you to do this. I don't want you to be concerned that you're overreacting. I don't want you to deny it. If you feel it, I want you to do this. And then really kind of practice those discussions. Because even if you are a helicopter parent, you're never going to be everywhere. And so, you know, you have to kind of have those conversations to be strong, to be respectful. And obviously we know that we're not victim blaming. And I have to give a shout out to Bridgeport Police that they quickly made an arrest.
Yeah.
Because
right?
That's so important that they did that. Because at least we know that this individual is in custody. But have those conversations. There's nothing wrong with it, to empower our kids to own your space. This is your space. And if you're walking and somebody comes towards you, or whatever makes you concerned, do it. But the problem with it is you can't own your space if you're distracted, because your space isn't yours then. It's just, you're just occupying other space. So you just have to kind of be aware, diligent, and empowered to say, this is my space and I'm going to own it. And the best way to own it is to be always aware of your surroundings, not in a panicked way, not in a scared way, in an empowered way.
Yeah, that's very true. And in the meantime, I also am going to order this book, The Unthinkable by Amanda Ripley. You like it? You think it's a good book?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah.
All right, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm going to order it. In the commercial break, I'll go order it.
There you go. I just did it on my Kindle. And don't forget, tonight's the candlelight vigil for domestic violence. I know you know that. You're going to be there. But, you know, this all kind of plays into it. We have to kind of always make sure that we got our eye on the ball and we're having these conversations to keep all of us safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, a good reminder, certainly, Gary. And definitely I'll see you there tonight. Looking forward to it. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. It is open to public. So
please, you know, think about attending it. It's really amazing. A lot of resources there. Certainly can ask questions and talk to people, especially if you know someone or you yourself are in a situation of domestic violence. It's a really great opportunity to connect with incredible people in our community who can help. So, Gary, appreciate you. I will see you tonight. And thank you so much for this conversation. I know it's a kind of a uncomfortable one, but one that people need to hear. So I appreciate it.